Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Our verses for today, the 16th of May, reflect a work of God to bring cleansing to the soil of our life. So today we're going to look at soil cleansing. In Isaiah and in the words of Jesus and Luke, we hear about the future of this earth we live on. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. It's Isaiah 51:6 and Luke 21:33. When we think of our trip process and we ask the question, what makes me thankful as I listen to these words, they're kind of scary. The first impression I have is there's not a lot to be thankful for. So I'd rather go to some other way of listening to the voice of the Lord in these verses. But we have this process, and we need to ask the question, what in these verses make you thankful?
Today's verses say fertility and futility to me. I'm thankful in many ways that God is able to turn soil that is worn out into fertile soil, that he's able to take the fertilizer of his grace to feed the soil of our souls. I'm thankful that he brings transformation and new life.
How about when the word burns away the things that clutter the surface of our existence? We sometimes know that you have to burn fields in order for them to produce well.
That's right. I was walking in the woods the other day and noticed they'd burned off a whole lot of the underbrush. And this is part of it. We have to burn away everything so that new growth can happen. So I'm thankful that you take all the cold and lifeless soil in me and allow those bitter roots to be cleansed through the fire of your forgiveness.
That's great. The fire of your forgiveness. We think of forgiveness sometimes as sort of a nice thought, but not as fire, fire that burns away the thing that is actually causing me difficulty, that's causing toxicity in my whole system.
Exactly. So I'm also thankful for the sap of God's Spirit that saturates the dryness of the bulb inside of me. I'm thinking of all these images here.
The things that people are planting during this time of the year.
And you think of a bulb, and up springs a flower in spite of myself. This is the power that resting in you and allowing the new life of the sap to rise in me. For lo, the winter is past, the time of singing has come.
For me, I would say that I thank you, Lord, that you have a word that touches the depths of my being, that goes way beyond where I can see or feel or imagine. And that word brings forth a new awareness of your grace and goodness. In fact, that word helps me to forgive others as you have forgiven me.
It is remarkable that the substance of forgiveness and the word of forgiveness is so much more powerful and substantive than the earth. You know, the earth can melt away and the mountains will crash into the sea, but God's word remains forever.
In fact, I was reading that one of the ways that we are most like God is when we forgive our enemies. You forgive those who've hurt you. And forgiveness removes the power that those people have over you so that whatever bitterness they've caused you is taken away. So today I would say, for my regret, I'm sorry, Lord, that I think that my memories, heaven and earth, are more powerful than your forgiving word.
Mm-hmm. and I regret that I work so hard to make myself grow. I want my soil to be cleansed. I want to be ready to be receive the implanted word of God, but I just try to do it too much on my own merits.
That's exactly right, Sonia. Someone else has to work the field of your soul. You can't work it yourself. And that's what God does. He works the word into your soil so that you can bear fruit. But that's where intercession comes in. You can ask, and that's what I would do. Lord, help me to receive your implanted word so that my life can bear the fruit that you intend for it.
And I would pray, Lord, help me to receive the seed of faith, the seed of your word. And then my plan of action would be to share the power that comes from allowing those seeds to grow and talking to someone about that.
And my plan of action would be to help someone today to forgive his or her enemies, to have forgiven living as a lifestyle, not just as a slogan. That would be my plan of action.
And the prayer today is, transform my life with your word, O Lord. Let my outer garments be stitched with the grammar of your grace. Let my actions be guided by the syntax of salvation. The poetry of your promises gives sight and foreshadows eternal life. Let my life bear witness to your enduring joy. Amen.
The hymn writer and composer Hunt Hansen has this hymn called Lord, Let My Heart Be Good Soil. How does our heart provide an opportunity for our soul to grow when the word of God makes the soil good through the forgiveness of your sins?
Lord, let my heart be good soil, open to the seed of your word. Lord, let my heart be good soil, where love can grow and peace is understood. When my heart is hard, break the stone away. When my heart is cold, warm it with the day. When my heart is lost, lead me on your way. Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart be good soil.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.